Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. This is GTE Radio 193.5, broadcasting on a Friday today, tax day, April 15th. Wow, didn't it seem like it was so far away back in January when you started getting your tax forms? And here it is. I will be dutifully going down to the post office after this broadcast and filing my extension, as I always do. Hey, folks, going to keep it short today. We're supposed to broadcast yesterday. Had some technical difficulties. That's internet radio for you. It's just me today because I wanted to talk about something I found very, very interesting. I was out doing just everyday stuff here. I don't live in a big city, nowhere nearly as big as the city of Tampa, but it's a smaller town. New Braunfels, about 60,000 people, and we have something here called the CYT, the Christian Youth Theater, and they put on very, very good productions of things that are obviously for, you know, age appropriate, Zeusical, the musical, The Wizard of Oz, and this year they're doing Willy Wonka, or this summer they're doing Willy Wonka, and you have to audition. And for those of you that are involved in dramatic performances, you know what that's like. And I've never actually auditioned for anything that's drama-based. But apparently it's a really big deal. The kids that were selected for – I mean, obviously you see everything now on Facebook when it happens, and it's just amazing. And I was at the grocery store and someone, hey, did you hear so-and-so got cast for Willy Wonka? And it was just – it is just such a big deal. And it really got me thinking about when we interviewed for our jobs, it was very much like an audition. And I think it actually makes more sense to think of it as an audition. We put on a live performance every day. We're all responsible for the brand that is GTE Financial, whether we are working, you know, facing the audience in the community financial centers or even behind the scenes, you know, in the different support departments, you know, we're all, you know, working towards the same goal to leave our audience wanting more. And I think that's why when you think about it, an audition versus an interview, it makes more sense to me because we are literally looking for talent, I believe, more so than just a bullet point of experiences. Here's where I work from here to here, and I worked at the Gap, and I worked here. I think when, and we're going to get some people on that know about this. Obviously, Tony knows a lot about auditions. Jared Acuff knows a lot about auditions. We might get our buddy Peter Belk to come back on, but I want to do a series of shows about this because it's the audition is obviously where it starts. And I know there's lots and lots of things you can say, well, this is what's different. You know, a play runs for a certain period of time. GTE Financial has been in business for 81 years. I get that. But I still think the premise makes sense that when you're auditioning, you get selected. And I think that's more powerful than just being hired. Okay, the local McDonald's here, they hire people. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever see. You pull up to the drive-up window, the drive-through window, and there's a sign on the window that says, now hiring smiling faces, and the person that is serving you your coffee or whatever is not smiling. And it's just like, well, wait a minute. I don't really think they care. They are just like, okay, I think the interview at McDonald's goes something like this. Are you breathing? When can you start? But For us, I think the standard is, you know, significantly altitudinally higher than that. And so, you know I always say at the end of the show, be the person you were in the interview. I may have to change that after this series of shows. Be the person you were in the audition, because I really think that's where, and I'm sure people like Tony and Jared and Peter and them will tell you, man, the line between the person that gets selected and the person that doesn't, it's got to be narrow sometimes. Or maybe there's someone that just – you just see them and they're perfect for that role, you know. And it depends on what you're hiring for. It depends on what the role is. If you're hiring for, you know, the zany character that is Willy Wonka, you're looking for a certain thing. If you're hiring for somebody that was that tortured mom in the Next to Normal show that I got to witness when I was there in Tampa, it's a very different kind of person. And I think that's exactly what we're faced with as for those of you that are managers, for those of you that have to interview and hire people, I think that's probably the trickiest thing, is not casting someone in a role that they shouldn't be in. I mean, some of you may be old enough to remember when I can't remember his name anymore. The guy, he was a James Bond way back when, and it just didn't work, man. It just didn't work. I think he made one or two movies, and it was just flop city, just badly cast, just was not cast in the right role. You see examples of this. There was no replacing Steve Carell on The Office. It just wasn't possible. And that's how we should feel when we pick somebody, when we select somebody, that we've made the perfect selection. To me, that's got to be one of the most difficult things. I've always thought that the people that do the casting on the shows that are so successful don't get enough credit, because without the proper casting, you wouldn't have the right performance. And so we're going to spend a couple weeks talking about this. I'm very intrigued by this concept. I was just amazed. There's a little Christian youth theater that you've never heard of, and everywhere I went that day, people were talking about it. Hey, did you hear so-and-so got cast for Willy Wonka? Did you hear so-and-so is doing this for Willy Wonka? This person's going to be an Oompa Loompa. This one's going to be – I forgot all the names of the kids. I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, the movie Willy Wonka used to – I enjoyed it, but there were parts of it that terrified me. And yes, the Oompa Loompas terrified me. I mean, I would have bad dreams. My parents would make me watch the movie, and then I go to bed and have bad dreams about those Oompa Loompas coming to get me. But anyway, folks, we're going to talk about that. But more importantly, once you've been selected, man, the pressure is on to stay in character. You know, you all heard about Alan Rickman passing and his character in the first Harry Potter, you know, when he was Professor Snape. He stayed in character the whole time. And so he wanted the actor Daniel Radcliffe to really be afraid of him in real life. And so even when they weren't shooting, and he was around Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, he would act like Professor Snape. So obviously this little 11-year-old kid was afraid of him the whole time, and you could see that come out in the acting of that movie. Can you tell I watched Harry Potter the other night with my family? So anyway, folks, we're going to talk about that, because I really do believe there is tremendous, tremendous application of what goes on in the preparation for a dramatic performance and what we're doing each and every day. I know we're not a theater company at GTE Financial, but hey, if you're honest, some of y'all deal with drama every day. People with problems, people with issues, fellow employees with a little bit of drama here and there. It's just part and parcel of a large, diverse, dynamic organization. So I'm looking forward to talking about this. Hope you got your taxes filed on time. As I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the audition/interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.